Hey, 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 it's your girl Bimpy
and Mika,
and we are here back with Random Talk. I know it's been a minute since, you know, we've been on, but we have some things to do. We wrapped some things and
we back in that thing.
Yeah, we back. And I'm so excited. This is what, like our third episode
Saturday.
Now?
Hey.
Yeah, so I'm super excited and back on the scene. And thanks for joining us, you guys, again here at Random Talk. So let's see, what are we going to be talking about today? Let's see, let me pull out our little bucket and see what's going on.
A surprise!
Okay, so let's see, it looks like what should be allowed in the workplace and what some crazy things you have seen in the workplace.
I have to shake my head on this real quick because we're going to start with the obvious. Clothes. Some of these outfits is disasters.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy
stuff. Walking, what the else?
Yeah.
Like, did you just come up to work in that right there?
Exactly.
Like, girl, where you think you was going?
I've seen some crazy stuff, too.
Girl, you thought you must go, it's going to be Mr. Man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen some girls come in some stilettos. I'm like, maybe it's just the club or is we at work?
And then you had a dude come in and look like they need to go to the basketball gym.
Yeah.
What? I understand comfort. To each his own. I ain't tripping. You know, I come in looking like, who did and what for? I had my shirt on inside a couple of times. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. Girl.
Let me tell you what really ain't
what?
Appropriate the workplace.
What?
Okay, so to all you people, and I'm gonna just put a little PSA out there because you know I'm supposed to get real. To all you people who may need it, okay. Before you don't, you faking a funk, this is for you. Okay, so we got Fifi at work.
Fifi,
bitch. Let me tell you what Fifi is. Exactly what I said. Fifi's a bitch. It's a dog. It's a little bitty dog that you put in your purse. I thought I was tripping.
Wait. So, you saying you have a dog? Somebody bring a dog to work?
Yes. Exactly what I'm saying. The dog was in a stroller. At first, I thought I was tripping because I seen a stroller at the job. I'm like, and I work at a corporate job. So I'm like, what is this stroller here?
Okay, but I'm confused. How does this happen? Is a dog allowed to come to work?
Because the woman said it's her service dog.
And this is like a little puppy, like a little toy dog?
It's not a puppy, but it's a toy dog. But let me tell you where it gets better. The dog has a puppy. And when the service dog is out of commission, she brings the backup puppy. And it barks. It barks. Like, I work in the public, you know?
Yeah.
And we take calls and service and, you know?
Yeah.
For somebody to hear a dog barking, if you call
in the background while you're on the phone.
Girl. And yeah. Then she put the... I want to cuss so bad, but I'm really afraid. We have a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
A public kitchen that serves our office. It be in the kitchen. But don't you bring this dog in this kitchen. The dog can come in your kitchen, but he can't come in my kitchen.
Yeah, I can't believe that they allow that at the workplace, but I understand, you know,
you
got rights with the service dogs and stuff, but...
The other day, I put my head down on my desk. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I got 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, this time I know about the dog, because it's this bell, and all of a sudden I heard ding, 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 ding.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the bell, but I didn't see the woman. You want to know why?
What?
You want to know why? Because the woman had left, and Fifi was up on the desk asleep, and the Fifi woke up, and was like, hey.
Where's the owner?
And
he walking around the company, around the job.
Took
like
it amongst,
they at home.
Exactly. Took it amongst itself to hop off the desk and walk around.
Did it come up to you? Okay. Like, feed me? Where's the dog food?
No, it came up to the one chick on the end.
Uh-huh.
And then it came down to me, where I was. And then when my manager seen it, he was like, well, so he tried to take it back. But the dog is kind of like
try to bite him.
Stiff-armed him. No, it got stiff-armed. It wouldn't move because it's trained not to, you know,
go to other people.
Exactly.
Something?
So.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So he just had to stand there with the dog until the woman came back.
Now, what if somebody works there and they're allergic to dogs? What do they do about that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
We don't put.
That is interesting. I think the place I've been that I'm working at, I believe someone brought their dog or something to work before, too. I believe so, but...
Every day?
Not every day, but... I don't know. I don't know. I think, you know, if you have to have a service dog, yeah. But I think that the dog should be trained to stay with you at all times, at your desk.
If you have to go to the bathroom.
And know not to bark and stuff like that. In the workplace, I don't know. That's a little weird. I've never had to experience that, but...
Hold on. When the bark, I'd be like, I ain't gonna lie, Scooby-Doo. I'd be like, what?
Like, where'd that come from?
Right? You know, you hit like the prairie dog.
Like, am I?
Don't
you hear
that?
Yeah, am I?
At first, I thought I was tripping. Oh my God. And then when she accidentally, like, if it's on the ground and she accidentally roll over it, you're.
Are you serious?
I promise to God. I was like, oh my God, that's why it's not.
Now, y'all need to call.
Appropriate.
What's that, the pet people that.
No, that's why it went from under the desk to on top of the desk. But it doesn't matter.
What is that? ASPC. What's the
ASPCA?
No, PETA. PETA. You need to call PETA. PETA on
PETA type of pepper.
She running over the dogs. The PETA, they're going to come after her. You know who PETA is? PETA don't want you wearing no fur. Hurting no dogs.
Look, I ain't about to hurt the dogs.
They're all for the animals.
I love the dogs. Mika loves dogs. Yeah, but I don't think it should be at my workplace. I don't bring a dog kennel.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. That one is kind of crazy. I'm trying to think. What is something that has been at the workplace and I'm like, are you serious? Is this happening? Like, I guess for me, experiencing like someone with like bad gas farting. I don't think if you have to fart, please don't fart at your desk. That should not be allowed at all. Like, please go to the restroom, right. Handle your business.
Right.
Because that's just...
That's rude.
That's just, you know.
And it's... You don't care about the people that sit around you. You can't care.
Man, you can't. Look, you're trying to kill me. You're trying to kill me.
Clench your cheeks together and make it down to the bathroom. I'll tell you what ain't gonna let it work and it happened. I don't know. Now I think about it. Sleeping. So we have a person at my job who will fall asleep in like 2 minutes. And so it's another thing. I thought I was tripping.
I thought I was tripping.
No.
Hope that's somebody that I know because I've seen that a couple of times.
But it's all day, every day. I thought I was tripping until I heard.
It's a woman or a man.
That made me laugh.
You're thinking about it.
Yes, I am. Because I'm like, hey. I want to say the name because I'm too much. I'm like, you sleep. Wake up. You know, because he keeps dozing off and they're going to catch him.
Yeah.
He's a little short.
Okay, that's enough. But anyways, yeah, I've seen that happen before too. Like, man, I've seen people fall asleep at their desk, like on the phone with a customer.
Yes.
Like, you know, like just like what? Yes. How many? What do you need? And just start snoring. I'm like, this woman just fell asleep on the phone talking to a customer.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh my God, I've witnessed that, and that should not be allowed.
Every day.
That is out of control.
5 days a week.
That does not make any sense at all.
Have a mini me.
Yeah. Another thing I think is out of control and should not be allowed is a loud talking.
Oh my God.
Ooh wee. That's one that I cannot stand. It's someone coming through just talking out loud and just you know, causing a scene please just go sit down. Please, no, you know, step away.
For the ones that actually stand up to talk loud, I'd be like, bitch, why you can't mesh in with the noise? Like, I shouldn't hear you above the noise. It's like, we all here working. Why are you the loudest one? What?
Yeah.
I can't. Boo, hello.
But you know what? Thing I cannot stand
what
is a rude ass person, patient, client, customer, whatever you is. Please don't come up in here with your attitude, okay? Take that somewhere else, okay? Because just like you having a bad day, I'm having a bad day too, okay? So don't come up in here, you know, with your attitude. Don't call up here with your attitude, talking crazy. Please, that's one that I cannot. That should not be allowed. If a person come in and you could tell, like, oh, hell no, look at this mother right here. Supposed to cause a scene. Go ahead and exit out that door.
Go ahead,
turn around.
Go home.
Go home.
You go home today.
I can't do it. I just cannot do it. Girl.
Okay.
And if you come to work looking like Shaka, like this mother right here on this Shaka TV, that should not be allowed, okay? Do not come up in here. You come to work looking like, you know, you ain't had a bath in about 4 days.
Who did it and why?
And you know, what's going on?
Okay, time out.
That should not be allowed.
You know what else shouldn't be allowed? It should be in the code of conduct. body odor. And not like a person to be all up on you and they stink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna be honest. I'll be like, yeah, if I smell you, I knew you smell you before you got to me. So why did you disrespect my nose with your funk?
Trying to make you pass out.
You're trying to hold
trying
your
make
breath.
Us pass out.
I'm trying to do that. You know how you used to go in the water, hold your breath, and see who hold their nose longest? It's like that contest. You be like, and you go in. Okay.
Have you ever been at a workplace where you have to like, it wasn't your seat, but you had to share seats and stuff, and they left their ass in the seat? Be like, look, can you come back? Hey, you left all your ass in this seat. Can you come back and take this seat with you? Can I get another seat?
You just rolled it. You just pushed the motherfucker with your
head. Yeah, just right here rolling up out of here. Can you come back and take this seat with you? You leaving something in this seat. You leave your ass in this seat. That should not be allowed at work. Please, do not leave your ass in the seat.
Okay, my Jesus. That's a PSA.
That's a PSA.
Don't leave the ass in the seat.
I don't know who came up with this topic today. I can't do with this topic. We pull this out the jar.
Look, let me tell you something. Because it's real. Can't. It's a real topic. Some things that should be allowed and get shitting. It's just
at work.
It's called 226s of you shouldn't have went there.
I want to know to my listeners out there. We might not be touching on everything. What should be allowed at work and what shouldn't be allowed at work. Please feel free in our when you subscribe to us here at Random Talk, we have a little
comment section.
Please comment on there because we will touch this topic again.
Below.
Drop something for us that we did not touch. I would love to touch base on it because we might can relate to it.
Yes.
You know, drop something in the comment about what should be allowed in the workplace and, you know, what shouldn't. You know, one thing I think should be allowed in the workplace is me being able to eat anytime I want, whenever I want. You know, they don't want you to have food out, eating and stuff.
We got your problem.
I should, you know, be able to eat. You can't be eating while you on the phone.
Yes, I can. Bitch, you crazy. I be gone. Do you hear me? I be eating my double stack, girl.
And they okay with that?
What they gonna say? You want me to take these phone calls? You want me to have these customers?
No, I need to be up to this business. Yes. Well, let me check that out.
I'll be eating my chicken nuggets with my barbecue.
Anywhere I've been working, look. That baby, they don't want you eating, drinking, sipping.
When you tell me that I'm gonna have to take a 30-minute lunch and I normally have an hour, then the rest of these 30 minutes is gonna be
smacking it.
Thank you. You need free fry. Answer your question. Yes, I'm going.
Well,
to.
I can't call you. I'll be mad.
How you doing? Thank you.
Stop it.
You know, I have my own voice.
What is something that you think should be allowed, though? What is something that you think should be allowed at work that's not allowed?
That girl said you can't eat. Girl, we're going to starve then. Shoot.
You can't eat on
different
desk.
Floors? Yes, you can.
I don't know. I can't do it, though, eating somebody.
Hold up. And the thing about it, if you're not over here in my desk, if you're not over here in my area, you won't be in my face. But the one thing I do get, hey, what you got? It smells good. Thank you. I put my foot in this last night when I cooked it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, what you got? It smells good.
That's probably one reason why I want to.
They always say, what you cooked?
Somebody want to come eat up all my food.
Girl.
Okay,
let's talk about that.
No, but what?
Talk up. Excuse me.
Well, you have to stash your snacks?
Yes. Like, every time they're like, what you eating on? What I brought from my home, shit. What the hell you eating on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry the air sandwiches ain't helping you, but you can't have none of these snackers over here, though. I ain't being stingy or selfish, because I share all the time and very graciously. But when it become a continual habit, I think you're doing that shit on purpose, my nigga, because we get, can I say that? PSA. We get paid to save time, but all I'm going to get saying is...
No, you can't. Hold on.
All I'm going to get saying
is... No, you can't say that, okay? Thank you. Don't ever say that again on... This random talk, or we're gonna have to ban you.
All I'm just saying is, don't be asking for my snackums when you make chocho. Stack up on your snackums like I stack up on mine.
Yeah.
Dang, and we can have a potluck.
Well, I'm one of the ones, baby. If you got something like that, I'm hungry. I'm gonna ask you, hey, give me a piece of that. Hey, you got an extra one number.
Bring those people to us.
Yeah, you got an extra, how much you got? Sure, I do. I got a dollar.
How that taste right there?
I got a dollar.
I bet that tastes good, don't it?
Mm-mm. I got $1.50. I got $1.50 on it. What you got?
What you got on my ham sandwich?
You know what I'm saying? I'm quick to put out a little quick dollar or something to give you.
You got for the your ham snack. Or the bread.
But, yeah, that's one thing. But like I said, you know, it's a lot of things that happens at work, and you know, you're like, is this really happening right now?
Yes.
Is this really being allowed right now? Are you serious?
Like, guys, I'm speaking.
You letting this person stay here after they talk to me like the way they don't talk to me? Are you this being allowed? You know, but it happens. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it is. But like I said, you guys dropped a little message.
Comment
to us. I'm so glad that, you know,
below,
from all the support that we've been getting. And
thank you.
I'm so happy, and I'm so glad to continue this, and you know,
and just randomly throw out our thoughts and
things
that comes to our mind and brains, and y'all get to accept us for who we are. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. And you know, prayers go out to Rick Ross.
Yeah, for real.
Ross.
What?
Oh, what was that? Was that the dog right there?
I tried it.
I see.
It didn't work.
It's coming out. It's coming out of you, girl.
Whoa.
I see. But yeah.
I tried the Rick Ross. I'm sorry, Rick Ross. I didn't mean to disrespect you. I was just trying to. I'm going to do it again. Whoa. How do you do it?
You ain't got it. Leave it up to Wicked Rose. Wicked Rossi.
Well, we do hope you feel better, though.
Yeah, I hope it gets better. And, you know, shout out to everybody, and you know, continue to listen to Random Talk. We will be trying to put out a podcast, you know, every Tuesday. I'm trying to stay on it.
We're gonna hit you with a Thirsty Thursday.
Something's come up. Yeah, we're getting ready to do our Thirsty Thursdays. I need to stay tuned to that. I think that's gonna be so much fun.
And a Tasty Tuesday.
Yeah, we got a lot in store for that, and got some people coming through, and you know, it's a little fun night. It's a little, you know, we're gonna throw that in there, and to be continued. And you guys continue to listen to Random Talk. And again, so happy and blessed to be on this podcast.
Thank you for being a part of our chat. Hey. Shut it up, don't say a word. Tell me, give it up. Shut it up, don't say a word.